Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 55, Problem Solvers. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to you by Kevin's Emotional Trauma Outreach, or KETO for short, support network. Hello. I'm here today to talk to you about something very serious: your health and well-being. You've been told that you need to exercise, eat a healthy diet, maybe even explore a vegan lifestyle. And here's the truly frightening part of this all too common prescription for health and longevity. You did it. You are one of the infinitesimal percentage of people who actually followed the advice. You exercise regularly. You avoid drugs and alcohol. You maintain a healthy diet. You live a vegan lifestyle. And now you're paying the price for it, because your old jackass college roommates remember you as the guy who used to pass out with a bottle of Tanqueray in one hand and a bucket of fried chicken in the other. Now, in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, they mock you relentlessly. They do. In group chats, at tailgates, at weddings, anywhere joy once existed. Does this sound like you? Well, you're not alone. Join Kevin's KETO Support Network. During counseling and group sessions, Kevin and his team of buff bros will listen to all of the deeply hurtful things your friends have said. They'll offer guidance, support, and the best tofurkey, sausage, and near beer recommendations for when you inevitably show up at the tailgate. He'll even coach you on what to say when the mocking begins. Phrases like, "Vegan or not, I'm ready to rock." Powerful. Grounding. Deeply ineffective, but empowering. And while your friends may continue down a path of fried food and poor decisions and possibly pass away in their early 60s from heart disease and cirrhosis of the liver, you will have decades more to process the trauma of what they said about you. Call Kevin today. Join the KETO Support Network, because living longer means remembering more. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this. Although, Kevin, yeah, you probably should. Earl bookends this episode today by returning again and again to the subject of problems, and for good reason. Our ability to solve problems largely determines the quality of our lives. He begins by walking us through a clear, repeatable method for problem solving, starting with what may be the most important step of all: write the problem down. Getting a problem out of your head and onto the paper does two powerful things. First, it reduces fear, We are most afraid of what we cannot see or define. Second, it forces clarity. Once written down, we often realize we've been thinking about the problem too vaguely or too dramatically. From here, Earl encourages us to break the problem into parts. Is there a deadline? Who is involved? Have I faced something like this before? Only after defining the problem do we move to generating solutions. Without judging them yet, and at this stage, the goal is quantity and creativity, not perfection. Next, Earl advises gathering whatever information is relevant and thinking in simple cause and effect terms. If I do this, what is likely the outcome? Then comes a step many people skip, but Earl insists on this particular step. Walk away. Once you've written down the problem and possible solutions, stop thinking about it. Read the list before bed, let the subconscious take over, and then, this is key, wake up early the next morning and write down 20 more possible solutions. You may not reach 20, that's fine. The effort stretches your thinking. Above all, Earl stresses expectancy. You must approach the problem with certainty. Not hope, not wishing, but a calm confidence that a solution will appear. And often it does while working or driving or in moments when you least expect it. The key is being ready to recognize it. Earl then introduces a memorable thought experiment. Imagine a plank 2 feet wide and 20 feet long lying on the ground. You'd walk across it without hesitation. Now imagine that same plank suspended hundreds of feet in the air between two buildings. The plank hasn't changed, only the context has. This, Earl says, is how fear works in our lives. We routinely do small versions of this without even thinking. But hesitation or freezing when the same action is required at a larger scale. As we avoid action, fear grows. Eventually, even small tasks begin to feel risky. To drive this point home, Earl shares research on World War II fighter pilots. Surprisingly, the pilots who survived at the highest rates often were those who took the greatest risk in combat. Now, this didn't mean recklessness. In fact, these pilots were meticulous in preparation, training, and equipment. But when danger appeared, they acted quickly, decisively, and creatively, without hesitation. That mindset carried over into all of their lives and everyday lives as well. Earl is careful to note that being a risk taker doesn't always mean inventing something entirely new. Sometimes it means improving what already exists. He uses the example of the hotel chain Holiday Inn. Before its rise, roadside lodging for families ranged from unpleasant to outright unsafe. Holiday Inn didn't invent travel or hotels. It simply made an existing industry cleaner, safer, and more welcoming, especially for families. That improvement alone created massive success. The episode ends where it begins, with a pad of paper and a pen. Earl once again urges us to write problems down, one by one, along with possible solutions. Keep going until you can't think of another problem. By doing this, problems lose all of their power. They move from the realm of anxiety into the realm of action. Or to paraphrase a familiar line, You've got 99 problems, but having them all written down with the possible solutions isn't one of them. Episode 55 leaves us with a simple but transformative truth. Problems are not enemies. They are raw material. When defined clearly, approached calmly, and met with expectation, problems become the gateway to growth, creativity, and confidence. The difference between those who feel stuck and those who move forward is rarely intelligence. It's the willingness to face problems directly, pen in hand. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.